Welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. I'm Dr. Shelley North, and with over a decade of clinical expertise in the areas of pelvic floor conditions, lymphatic conditions, and chronic neurological diseases, I have a wealth of medical knowledge that I want to share with you all. In this podcast, I will answer the most common questions I receive from clients, family members, and fellow clinicians. Our purpose is not only to answer questions, but to educate you so you can make the best decision for your optimal health. This podcast is perfect to listen on your way home from work, while you're on your daily walk, or just taking 15 and 20 minutes for yourself. Again, welcome to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast, and get ready for us to guide you to optimal health.
Hello, hello. It is Dr. Shirley North from North Star Physical Therapy again. And today, as I'm recording this for the month of March of 2024, it was Lymphedema Day this month that we're celebrating. And as a certified lymphedema therapist, I am just so excited for the month of March. Not only was my son born during the month of March, but one of my clinical passions is working with those that are diagnosed or suspicious of lymphedema or lymphatic health, and with that also with lip edema. So check out my other podcast that I go into the differences between lipedema and lymphedema, but for the purpose of this one, we're going to be talking about those conservative treatments, right? What does it mean when, you know, your insurance company says you need to go through conservative measures before you do something more invasive like a surgery? Now, both lymphedema and lipedema do have surgical interventions that could be warranted for those, but not everybody has to have a surgery. This is treated similar to other areas of our body where, yes, physical therapy is a conservative measure. We are not invasive. However, sometimes some folks, you do need to go down a surgical route. So I just wanted to go through what are those other things, you know, that we do for those with lipedema and lymphedema. And so like the out-of-the-box conservative treatment measures for that. So we're going to kind of go step by step. There are a bunch, but surgery, we are not going to go into the different surgical approaches in this podcast, but we're going to go into everything else. So a big thing that I work on as a conservative approach are compression. So when we are working with somebody for appropriate compression garment, so that means like a knee high, a thigh high, a pantyhose, an arm sleeve, a trunk piece, a genital piece, wherever their lymphatic system needs a little bit of extra help from the outside, because internally it is either insufficient or there was a prior surgery which blocks the flow, there is lipedema, this fibrotic adipose tissue that's in the way of the lymphatic fluid from flowing, whatever reason it may be, that is where we implement a compression garment. Now, depending on if the person has lipedema, there might be some sensitivities or those that maybe have neuropathies or arthritis. And that's when the certified lymphedema therapist will maybe play with and modify the compression strength of the garment. So there are things that we learn getting our certification of what is the gold standard of compression strength for whatever limb or body part you're working with. For example, the lower extremity, you want to have at least 40 to 50 millimeters of mercury. Now, I have only, out of my almost 13 years of practice, only knew one person that could tolerate 40 to 50. It is very tough to get on, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. And it was very comfortable for this individual. She was actually after a surgery as well, so it kind of helped with the postoperative swelling. However, most people fit in like a 20 to 30 or 30 to 40 range for their lower extremity. For folks that maybe have other issues going on, like arthritis, diabetes, lymphedema, we tend to have to go a little bit on the lighter side. I'd rather have somebody have a garment that is comfortable and easier to get on and be able to wear that consistently than having a garment that is by the book, but they can only tolerate for like an hour, right? It's all about consistency is key with compression garments. And that can be for, again, anywhere on the body. And they can be custom garments. They can also be like off the shelf. So that is where you really want to get buddy-buddy with a certified lymphedema therapist that can accurately measure and work with either the manufacturer or with a distributor to get you the right garment and to teach you how to put it on, how to take it off, and how to care for it. And then also every 6 months or so to reassess and possibly, reorder either the same size or maybe different compression strength because some fluid has been able to reduce, things like that. But that is definitely setting up a great plan of care for not just that moment in time, but to set up that wellness and maintenance plan of care with your certified lymphedema therapist, because the compression garments will be an ongoing lifelong implementation of conservative measure. We also work a lot with manual lymphatic drainage. So this is also an external way that we can help get that fluid flowing appropriately to the correct lymph nodes. Again, depending on what's going on with the person, that's where your certified lymphedema therapist will be able to guide how to move that fluid, in what direction, with what cadence or speed, especially with what pressure. Guys, this is a manual technique, not necessarily a deep tissue massage, okay? So that is something that the certified lymphedema therapist can teach you. They can also perform it on you as part of a wellness and maintenance plan of care. And that is a valuable tool. And I love to do MLD, or manual lymphatic drainage, on folks that maybe aren't diagnosed with lymphedema, and it's more of a wellness and healthcare piece of just a detox. And it's amazing that your lymphatic system just collects all the crap, all the toxins, and it needs to flow and you need to evacuate it, right? Through voiding, through urinating. And your body has an amazing way of recycling whatever is in that fluid that will, help like proteins and things, but then it also, you want to get rid of it. And so for those folks that maybe just feel a little bit more bloated, they're not showing any physical signs of swelling, but maybe in this subclinical, like I just feel like bleh, like to actually have that fluid flowing and moving. And it's just so very relaxing. It helps with pain management as well. So I don't just use MLDs and manual technique just for those diagnosed with lymphedema or lymphedema, but I definitely use it in general as well. It's a great stress management thing to implement. So utilizing MLD for those that also have some hypersensitive areas, especially those with lymphedema, utilizing maybe dry brushing technique. This is utilizing a very soft bristled brush, not one something with like wires or wood or any of that. Very soft bristles for your skin to be able to tolerate. And we kind of combine the techniques, the MLD with the dry brush. Again, that's something a certified lymphedema therapist or a CLT can help out with, but that is also a conservative approach. With that being said, for some of my clients that it's just very difficult to reach, or they're independent and there isn't a second pair of hands to help out with utilizing that MLD technique, that's when we implement maybe a compression pump. Now, this isn't something that you just grab off of Amazon and it was from a sports medicine clinic, or, oh, my dad used this after his knee surgery to get rid of swelling, or this is not the same thing as the hospital pumps that they use for those with deep vein thrombosis. These are specialized pumps that deliver a particular pressure and a sequential pressure of along the limb or the body part. And so this is specifically made for those with lymphatic conditions, right? So this is where you team up with your CLT. They should have their their neighborhood, their village, right, of providers, not only to help you get the compression garment, but also to help get a compression pump. Now, I know when we got certified for getting our CLT, it was very much poo-pooed of a compression pump. However, real-world situations have led me to say, you know what? Again, I'd rather have somebody get something rather than nothing on a daily basis, and that's something that a pump can provide. So yes, I teach folks both the MLD manual lymphatic drainage technique, as well as possibly getting a compression pump, and that's something that's more expensive, and that's something that we try to get, you know, insurance to cover as much as possible. But I utilize both techniques. You know, I'm not saying I'm being all pompous and like, MLD is amazing. If you can do a full sequence for one body part, that can take up to 45 minutes to an hour. We have to understand that people don't necessarily have the time to do that for maybe both legs or an arm and a leg or whatever is affected. So, and that requires also for you to flip over onto your back, you know, or onto your side. There are lymphatics on the back of you, not just the front. You're a 3D creature. So if it is difficult to reach or difficult to implement, I definitely get going with a compression pump for my folks. But there are areas of the pump that you can reach that the pump doesn't. So for example, if someone has lymphedema on their leg, right? We get a full length pump, but then above the pump, like along the trunk area, from the neck, you know, the chest, the armpits, and the belly area, those are all areas that you can reach. And that is the area above the lymphatic system that the pump is covering. And so I do both for folks, and they can really maximize that lymphatic flow of that fluid pumping up from their leg and being able to recirculate into the deep lymphatic system and for them to be able to void it out that much faster and easier. So I do both. Why not, right? Another conservative measure is taking a peek at someone's hydration and diet intake, right? What is their nutritional lifestyle look like? For someone that has really high salt and sugary foods, water loves to sit there with that sugar, with that salt. And so we tend to have more retention of the fluid and less movement of it, and therefore possibly exacerbating. So for those that have diabetes on board, we really have to be careful how much sugar, not only for the diabetes, but then also for that fluid. For those that also have like medications, right, for other things going on, and maybe a side effect is water retention, we implement some of these conservative measures for that as well. We give resources for anti-inflammatory foods, so that way your body is less likely to have that inflammation process happening. What happens like when you sprain your ankle or when you have an injury, swelling comes to the area, that fluid goes to the area, and then an intact normal lymphatic system is able to flow that fluid out once the healing is done. Well, for those with lymphedema, that fluid will go there maybe, but then it's really difficult for that fluid to move because the lymphatic system is not working properly. So if you have a very high inflammatory diet, you know, like a ton of carbs and stuff like that, then that inflammation will continue to just keep going. That fluid will continue to go to that area. And then because the lymphatic system isn't intact and working normally, it's just going to sit there, right? Plant-based foods are always very good as well. So I just kind of give my folks, we kind of dive deep into that conservative approach. What you are is what you eat, right? So if you're able to just make small adjustments to your everyday intake, that could really, really help out. I also try not to like extremely restrict somebody. You know, especially when it was like the holidays and stuff, and here we are, you know, March is going to be St. Patty's Day. Now, keep in mind, you got to look at your other medications and things like that, but having like a glass of wine or a beer or a cocktail may not hurt anything. However, you got to be smart. You're an adult, you know? And then also I tell people, double fist it with a glass of water too. So you're really trying to help dilute it for your system to get it flowing. But don't be surprised if you're a little bit more swollen that day, or if you've gone to the beach, like in the summertime, salt is in the air, salt is in the water. And then it's also very sunny. And if you get sunburned, there will be swelling. So setting that expectation of we want you to enjoy your life. We're not trying to restrict everything, but you just want to keep in mind, you know, your surroundings and environment and what you put into your body and the effects of it. Another big conservative measure that we look into is your mobility, right? And this is where a physical therapist and a CLT can help with that, with developing a good exercise routine, a mobility routine for you and your lifestyle. I have had a variety of folks go from everywhere from, you know, yep, they're still jogging or doing weightlifting to really sedentary, and we're starting small. And that's okay, but this is a journey. This is not a quick fix. This is all about consistency. That mobility helps with the muscles internally to pump that fluid. So you have the muscles pumping the fluid from the inside, helping out the lymphatic system to move the fluid. And then you have your compression garment on the outside helping to pump that fluid and support your skin so it doesn't just, you know, let that fluid just stay right there. So you have things working on both in and outside the body to help move that fluid out. We have things like vibration plates as well for those, especially with lymphedema. There's been some research and some good, you know, anecdotal evidence. It's not for everybody, but for some folks, having a low frequency vibration plate where you can maybe do some of your standing exercises on with your compression garment on, that vibration kind of helps with pain management and helps reduce that sensitivity and helps maybe to possibly break up some of those little adhesions from that really fibrotic adipose tissue. And so some people just really live and breathe by that, and they maybe either sit on it, you know, they sit and put their feet on it if they're like at work, or they physically sit on it with their bum, or they stand on it and, like I said, do exercises on it. So it's not for everybody, but there is definitely another conservative treatment for lymphedema or lymphedema. So there is a good little list there of utilizing compression garments, compression pumps, looking at your hydration and your nutritional intake, looking at your mobility, looking at the manual lymphatic drainage technique and dry brushing, utilizing vibration plates. There are so many things that we can implement as CLTs and physical therapists for a conservative approach to help not only reduce the fluid, reduce the discomfort, and increase your quality of life, and to help maintain and progress in a positive direction for your lymphatic wellness. So hope that gave you some good little tips and tricks and tidbits for conservative measures. But as always, please look up your local certified lymphedema therapist or feel free to reach out to me. I can do some virtual consultations for those to help you get you going on your way. So that way, if surgery isn't for you and it really isn't for everybody, and sometimes surgery could possibly make these things worse as well, especially with the lymphedema. So we want to make sure that you're doing what you want to do, what your goals are, and to start treating it conservatively first and be consistent. Because even if you go down the surgical route, which is fine, these measures will absolutely help with the post-operative recovery as well. So it's a win-win situation. So as always, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. And until next time.
Thank you all so much for listening to North Star Physical Therapy Podcast. Continue to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Dr. Shirley North. Check out my website at www.northstardpt.com. Or I encourage you to email me any other questions about these topics, and it can be featured at a future podcast at snorth@northstardpt.com. Again, thank you all so much, and thank you for letting North Star Physical Therapy be your guiding light to your optimal health.